June 2, 2019. It's the seventh Sunday on Easter. The meditation on the road to the Feast of the Holy Spirit. Today we speak about true peace.
Rey celeste, Espíritu consolador, Espíritu de verdad, que estás presente en todas partes y lo llenas todo, tesoro de todo bien y fuente de la vida, ven y habita en nosotros, purifícanos y sálvanos, tú que eres bueno.
Beloved Holy Spirit, one of your wonderful fruits coming out of the relationship with you is real peace. It is a peace which the world cannot give, but also cannot take away. And this shows us it's another kind of peace as the peace we know normally. It is a peace who will remain. The world is so often speaking from peace, but he is not really there. Always we find war, and peace is often very fragile. Yes, where does this peace coming from? Even if we have a good will, we will not reach the dimension of peace Jesus is talking about. Peace is not only that there is no concrete war, so important it is. No, peace is more. It is living in truth. Life and truth of our being must be together. And from there is coming this wonderful force of the creation. When we reflect about this, we came to deeper questions, Holy Spirit. Because we hear that the peace has to start inside of ourselves, and this is true. Where does the peace come from? There's one saint, it's a saint from the Switzerland, Brother Niklaus. He says, peace is always in God. That means peace is growing in the relationship with God, if our life is totally surrendered to Him. If we allow you, Holy Spirit, to purify us, to take all away what is hindering the peace, then he will come as a fruit out of the relationship with you. And this peace is overcoming our inner war, which is coming from our passions, the war of the uncontrolled emotions against our mind, that we are able to do things we normally should not do. So this Holy Spirit, he works at false attitudes of us, that we always want to be the one who knows everything, against the pride, against our egoism, and a lot of things. The Holy Spirit, you are opening our eyes for the whole, and that our ego is going back.
Sancte Spiritus, repletorum corda fidelium, et tui amor.
But what counts for us is also counting for the world. If we don't close our eyes, then we see a lot of wars, so much violence. Not always visible, but it's there. How can real peace come, for example, if the life of unborn children are killed in the womb of the mother? How can real peace come if people do not know where the peace comes from? How can peace come if people do not live in truth and don't respect truth? So, beloved Holy Spirit, I only see one way to find true and deep peace. We have to know you better. You, where peace comes from, and will be able also to share peace. We should tell other people from you, in your light, from the goodness of our Heavenly Father. Because real peace would come if they would know the Father of all human beings, how He really is. If you really know God and know how God is in His goodness, how could we continue to fight against others?
Himmlischer König, du hast den Geist der Wahrheit, der du überall bist und alles erfüllst, Schatzkammer der Güter und Spender des Lebens, komm und nimm Wohnung in uns. Mach uns rein von allem Makel und rette uns, denn du bist gut. Himmlischer König, Tröster und Geist der Wahrheit, der du und alles erfüllst, Schatzkammer der Güter und Spender des Lebens, komm und nimm Wohnung in uns, mach uns rein von allem Makel und rette uns, denn du.